Ciao Damaris, and welcome to Astronauticast. I just want to ask you some questions. Why do you love space, and how did you develop your passion?
Well, I definitely developed my passion for space during STS-54. I remember back in 1993 watching Space Shuttle Endeavour orbit the Earth on NASA TV. And I remember just sitting there, you know, on my bed, and I was just watching the TV. There was no sound. And I was at awe just looking at the beautiful views of the Earth. And what really caught my attention was when they announced the biographies of the astronauts. Astronaut Susan Helms was the one that really became my inspiration. She was a woman astronaut, and she had a bachelor's and a master's in aeronautical engineering. And at the age of 12, she was a very big inspiration, and hearing of all her accomplishments gave me that mentality of, if she can do it, I can do it too. And that's really where it all started.
Very well, and very interesting, because I can assure you that many of us as space enthusiasts started to love space and astronautics just looking NASA and Apollo images, and now the younger ones looking and watching TV for shuttle missions. And so the second question is, why do you think space exploration is important and useful or inspirational?
Well, space exploration is definitely important because there are many benefits that we use daily and that affect our daily lives that are stemmed from space technology, from our cell phones to GPS. There's just numerous counts that if you really take a step back and look at all the accomplishments that have been made possible through space technology, you just probably couldn't be able to function as well as we do today. So, I mean, I have a very big appreciation for the researchers and the scientists and engineers that do make it possible for us to explore space and find new developments in, you know, science and technology. And one of the reasons that, you know, why I really want to become an astronaut is to continue utilizing the hard work from these researchers and scientists that will enable us to explore the moon once again and Mars, and even help mitigate certain effects such as, you know, certain cancers.
This is a question that many of our users on our forum ask. They are very interested in the curricula and in studies you have to do in order to become an astronaut. About you, what kind of studies have you done and are you doing in order to become an astronaut?
Yeah, well, I get this question asked a lot as well. I received my bachelor's in aerospace engineering from Texas A&M University. And currently, I am attending Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and I'm almost complete with my first master's in aeronautical science. Through my curriculum, a lot of math and science courses, I have, you know, completed a lot of math and science courses, and I continue to pursue my education with the second master's, and possibly in materials engineering. I'm still not quite decided, but I'm leaning